great. We got awesome news about mortgage rates dropping, but they're dropping because unemployment's going up. Things are not looking good. Google is laying off hundreds of core employees. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about mortgage rates. We're going to talk about all of this. First, I need you to do me a favor. I've been having some crackling going on in these videos, and I don't know what's going on. We've changed out everything, except just now I'm filming with a new phone. So let me know if you hear any crackling in the background. These are brand new mics, brand new everything. I know I got a whiteboard. This is crazy. I don't even know what to do with this thing. All right, so first story we're going to go into is mortgage interest rates today. Now, why is this important? It's because a ton of people are Googling it. People care about mortgage rates. It's either keeping them from buying a home or keeping them from refinancing, or especially everyone in the last 2 years since the Fed started raising rates, since the 10-year bond went out of control, they're stuck in payments they don't know what to do with. As a matter of fact, a lot of them were lying to, or actually, I just think it's because a lot of mortgage brokers don't really understand mortgage rate cycles. Oh, speaking of which, every single person that has the how to prepare for the real estate crash just released a new lesson called Mortgage Cycles 101. Please go and take a look at that. And then I've got another mortgage lesson coming out on that course next month as well. So everyone go take a look at that. And if you want a 70% off link to that course, I'll put it below. All right. Says mortgage rates are down slightly following the release of data showing the labor market cooled more than expected last month. Average 30-year mortgage rates ticked back below 7% after this report was released, according to Zillow data. Now, for those of you that have mortgage rates at 3%, 3.5%, or even today I saw a mortgage rate at 1.7%. It's absolutely insane, right? Check out the video I just did earlier today. It's not getting a lot of play, but it's very important because an insider of mine in the mortgage industry, it has 40 years experience, has seen multiple cycles, mortgage cycles, real estate cycles, and they actually follow each other. One's a little behind of the other, and it's affected because of the one in front. Serious craziness happening in the federal government right now where Freddie Mac is about to securitize second mortgages. And it's a big deal. And it's going to lead to a lot of people losing a lot of money in the future. It's going to lead to a lot of people that know how to use those mortgages to make a lot of money and to save a lot of money. All right. So go and check out that video that's done earlier today. But it says here, on Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the U.S. economy added 175,000 jobs in April, way below the forecast and March's growth. Okay, now, first off, they added jobs. So people are like, well, that's good, right? Well, it's not as many jobs as what has expected. And quite frankly, I believe the government straight up lies to us. Matter of fact, I think that this administration, this government is lying so much, it's absolutely insane. All right. And if you want to see a clown show, I guess just go watch a press briefing right now from the White House. Type one if you agree with me. The facts of the matter are things aren't looking good, but that's actually good for the Federal Reserve because remember, they want you to lose your job. They need you to lose your job because if you lose your job, you spend less. And if you don't lose your job and you see everyone else on your block or your family or your friends or people at church, you see them losing their jobs. Guess what you do? You spend less money. Look at all the ones. Everyone does think this administration is not only a clown show, but completely lies. Again, type one if you agree with that. So it says here, why would labor market data impact mortgage rates? Well, it has to do with something the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said this week. The softer than expected jobs report follows the Fed announcement on Wednesday that it is keeping the federal funds rate steady for now. In a press conference, Powell said that policymakers need to keep rates high for longer, higher for longer than expected to bring down inflation. But he also noted that unexpected weakening in the labor market could push Fed officials to consider lowering rates. Okay, I just want you to know that's actually side talk, double talk, two-faced kind of politician speak, just you know. They're not going to lower rates until we have an absolute crash. And again, if they do, they've done it four times since 1972. They lower rates about 25 to 75, actually it's 50 to 75 basis points, right before an election if they're afraid of one side winning over the other. This is really happening. And here's the cool thing. If the Fed lowers rates, mortgage rates will come down, but they may come down only to the 6.5 or 6 range. Why? Because the 10-year is still fighting the fact, the 10-year bond market is still fighting the fact that the world governments around the world do not want the U.S. dollar anymore. They're not showing up to the bond auctions. Okay? We have less buyers of U.S. Treasuries and U.S. dollars. Okay? So this can't be stopped right now. Okay, so let's dive in a little bit more. It says here, once the Fed is able to start cutting the federal funds, mortgage rates should trend down. Like I said, it's not going to trend down much. So now let's dive into the Google story. The Google story is very, very important. And again, if anybody wants to be a part of this mortgage AMA that I'm going to be doing in about 3 weeks, sign up down below. I have a link to the newsletter, the free newsletter that I'm putting out. And I'll be sending you invites to it because I am going to show you in about 3 to 4 weeks max what's coming this summer in the mortgage industry, how you can prepare for it, and why you need to prepare for it right now, and how that will benefit you, because you don't want to be racing for this, because you are going to see loans out there, teaser rate loans, and loans that banks need to fill certain pockets of their demographic when it comes to the type of loans they have out. And you need to be prepared for it. And there's also a lot of craziness that's going to happen in the advertising world, luring a bunch of people in only to get something they didn't understand what they were getting themselves into. All right. So sign up down below. Now, Google out of CNBC lays off hundreds of core employees, moves some positions to India and Mexico. Well, that's really nice. Just ahead, because they need jobs too. Just ahead of its blowout first quarter earnings report on April 25th, Google laid off at least 200 employees from its core teams in a reorganization that will include moving some roles to India and Mexico. CNBC has learned the core unit is responsible for building the technical foundation behind the company's flagship products and for protecting users. Online safety, according to Google's website, core teams include key technical units from information technology, its Python developer team, technical infrastructure, security foundation, apps platforms, core developers, and various engineering roles. Well, this isn't good, right? But you have to understand, Google makes money from advertising. If they're not getting a lot of money from advertisers because the economy is weakening, they lay people off. This is a very easy thing to figure out. So how do you get ready for this? Well, it's actually pretty simple. When you see these signs, you spend a little less. I ran into a subscriber today at a Home Depot, go figure. I like live at that place. And this subscriber is completely out of debt. The subscriber is like, thank you so much for teaching all this stuff. And I go, okay, do you own any silver? No. You have any Bitcoin? No. Okay, what are you doing? And she goes, well, I'm a little hesitant. You know, I'm a little nervous. And I'm like, well, then all you do is you go buy a coin of silver and you look at it and say, oh, how do I get a better deal on this? You buy $100 worth of Bitcoin and you figure out, well, how do I get a better deal on this? What is it about? We'll move it around. And my point being is that you have to actually be involved with just a little bit. I'm not talking about a lot. That's the problem. A lot of people just dive right in. They trust anyone on the internet and they dive right in. I'm telling you, don't trust me. Honestly, you know, the people that have, they've gotten something out of it. Some haven't, you know, I mean, quite frankly, not everyone is going to have every answer. But the thing is that you're never going to know how to advance in this world, how to make wealth, unless you try with a little bit. That's diversification, having a little bit in the game. Can you imagine that? Think of all the people that are just screaming that Bitcoin's a scam right now, ever since it was $1,000, because most people didn't even ever hear about Bitcoin until it hit $1,000. And they're still screaming it's a scam. But look at all the money they could have made. They could have bought a Bitcoin at $1,000, sold it at $63,000 right now. Okay, cool. But the thing is they're screaming it's a scam because they never bought $10 worth of Bitcoin. As a matter of fact, I know people that say it's a scam that say, I can't buy a Bitcoin. I don't have $63,000. They don't even know that you could buy a dollar worth of Bitcoin. But see, that's the thing. You've got to move in. You've got to take action now. Let me ask you this. Are you the type of person that has sat on the sidelines? Type three, if this is you. If you've sat on the sidelines so many times before and you're like, I could have made tons of money there. I could have saved tons of money. If I would have just acted, I could have done it. Why didn't I do it? I'm an idiot. I mean, honestly, I have had that happen so many times in my life when I was younger. And even now, I still battle those exact same emotions. And I've got to try with just a little bit. I got to take action now. So look, I'm going to do the link to the AMA down below. It's going to be first come, first serve because Zoom's going to limit us on the amount of people that we can have in. I'm going to bring my mortgage insider on. We're going to talk about what's going on in the market, what we see coming in the market in the next 6 months, how you can make money from it, how you can save money from it. And actually, the saving money is more important than making money, honestly, because you're already skin in the game. I just want to be able to erase some bad habits or some things that you didn't know, bring light to some information that you didn't know, and then make that happen. So if you're interested in that, let me ask you this. If you're interested in either buying a first home or refinancing your home or taking it to the next level and buying rentals and knowing how not to get scammed by mortgage lenders. Type four. I'm just curious if there's anybody that's interested in that, because I want to bring you guys value and I want to bring it in a way that doesn't seem overbearing. I want to bring you knowledge to where this AMA, you walk away going, holy cow, I'm seeing things completely different. So look, it looks like you're not alone. There's a lot of people with you. And what we're going to do is I'm going to teach you how I bought so many homes with no money down. And right now there are zero down mortgages. I know that sounds crazy. And I know this is what's going to be crazier. There is, if you want to get into big rentals and you're already, you know, got 5 or 10 units, I'm going to show you, there are loans out there that are government backed, commercial loans, big money loans, amortized over 30 years. I'm talking big. I'm going to show people how to make the max amount of cash flow that they could ever find out of a project. I'm going to also show people how to pay off their mortgages super fast. I'm going to show people how to get into a home. And I'm going to be honest with you. I believe that home ownership is extremely important. And I believe everyone should own a home, but it comes at a cost. It's hard work. It has a massive payoff. If you buy it in the right time of the cycle, you get it for the right price. You pay the right amount of fees, not screw up fees. And, you know, by companies like Rocket Mortgage that are out there trying to, you know, advertise on NASCAR and then they carry those costs to you. I know it sounds crazy. It seems like they're the lowest. They're not. All right. With that being said, I hope you got something out of this. Check out the link down below. And to everyone that has a real estate crash course, how to prepare for the crash course, I just released a new lesson, Mortgage Cycles 101. That's released. Go check it out. And I'm going to also share with you another lesson next month. Hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.